The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 24th chapter. I am beginning at verse 31. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And from the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is over. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day of Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. The two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Keep awake. Do you remember, as a child, trying to keep awake until the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve? I do, and my children certainly tried the same, and the grandkids, well, true to history, they try to keep awake until midnight also. Where they live, all the bells in the entire city chime at midnight. It's very beautiful. Nowadays, I don't even try to stay awake till midnight. And here we are at the beginning of a brand new church year, the first Sunday of Advent. And our gospel lesson tells us to keep awake, but not until the clock strikes midnight, but until the second coming of Jesus. And what strikes me as I read this lesson is that I am tired, bone tired of apocalyptic texts that talk about the second coming. There is typically so much to try to explain why they are part of the gospel traditions, what occasioned them, their relationship to delayed parousia, etc., etc., etc. And people get bored to death hearing about it, that they almost seem nearly irrelevant to Christians living 2,000 years later. And having said that, there are two elements of this story that stand out for me. The first is that whatever else is going on, the primary emphasis of the text is promise. And that can be very, very easy to miss, given the somewhat dire warnings about the future coming of the Son. Yet, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and at the heart of this brief apocalyptic section is Jesus' promise that when he comes, he will gather his elect from all the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Everything else that is said must be heard in light of this promise. And the second issue at hand is the sheer unexpectedness of the events Jesus talks about. No one knows, he says, neither the angels or even himself. No one knows when this will take place except the Father. And it's this element of uncertainty, this unpredictable element of life that offers us a great point of entry into this story this morning. It sounds an awful lot like being in a time of transition or interim in our congregation. We know not when it will come to an end. All we know is that we have Jesus promised that it will. And that entry gives us a wonderful entry into this otherwise kind of odd passage. Much of life is like that. We are regularly caught off guard, sometimes joyfully, but sometimes not. Natural disasters. Right now, too much snow for safe travel or even playing football games in Minnesota. But also things like a lost job or a heart attack or the death of a loved one or so many other personal or poignant and unanticipated setbacks that threaten any semblance of order that we'd imagined that we had created for ourselves. You and I regularly try to protect ourselves against personal disasters through things like medical and home insurance, but also in a host of other ways. Perhaps by not taking on a risk on a dream for fear of failure. Or shielding ourselves from possible disappointments in life or relationships. Or by numbing ourselves to pain through the use of alcohol or drugs or sweets. We know life is precarious, it's unpredictable, and for these reasons, it's so very, very precious. But we deny or are afraid to speak of that fact. And today, we come to church on this first Sunday of Advent, and we hear Jesus' words, "Keep awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." Hardly comforting words. I like to know things. How about you? But my dear friends, there is good news to be heard this morning and every morning. And that is the promise that whether or not our immediate fears are realized, we have been created for far more than fear, because Jesus, the Son of Man and the Son of God, whose birth we anticipate, has promised to come along and always be with us and for us. Promise does not insulate us from an uncertain future, but it does promise us that we will not face the future alone. No matter what, Jesus will be by our side, granting us courage in the face of life's challenges and remaining with us even though death draws us into a new life. Not knowing the day or hour of Jesus' coming, and as the days grow shorter and the darkness grows and we light our Advent candles each week to remind us that we do not face the darkness alone, because we know that the light of the world has come, shining in the darkness to illumine our lives and lead us forth, not in fear, but in courage, and yes, even in joy. The gospel of the first Sunday of Advent is surely a challenging one for us. We want lightness and joy because Christmas is coming. But the good news is that it offers us the opportunity to name some of our anxieties and in the light of Jesus' promise to be with us always, to leave that anxiety behind. Matthew's gospel ends with words of promise and comfort. "For lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In light of this promise, this is one of my very favorite prayers that anchors us in Jesus' promise of presence and blessing. The one thing that is sure and certain amid all of the uncertainties of this life. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out in good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.